Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 257. And this is not an April Fool's Day episode. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
We have a guest. It's Patrick. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Maynard.
Wow. That's very orchestrated. Wait. Right there.
Hi, Maynard.
Hi.
Hi, Maynard.
Hey. Hey, welcome to Bear Podcast. We're just here at Ray's place, and we're recording, and we have the dogs here, too. It's a kind of a...
zoo?
It's kind of zoo here right now.
We got the small Shetland pony, and then we got Buddy.
Yeah.
He's probably going to cut one in a minute and run us all out of here.
Well, we're going to be talking about Bear Watch in this episode.
The Watch of the Bears.
The Watch of the Bears. Really? Okay. Okay, so yeah, we have Patrick here to talk about it. But before we do that, we always do our weekend updates.
Okay.
What have you guys been doing? Ray, what have you been doing?
Friday night, I sit here.
Chin, chin.
Saturday night. I'm talking loud enough. People can hear me.
Okay. All right.
Saturday night, I went dancing, and I realized...
You went dancing? I've never seen you dance before. Oh, my God.
Don't dance.
You bust a move.
Bust a chair.
I know.
You bust a chair.
Oh, my God. Be careful. But no, I went to South Beach with some friends, had a good time.
Okay.
I felt very old because everybody with me was in 21 or under to 18, the crew I went with. And Jerry, why you roll your eyes? Why you roll your eyes, Jerry? I just felt very old.
Really?
Because they're all about partying and getting drunk and the hair, the makeup, the glitter. And I was like, that was me so 10 years ago.
Oh,
because me, Patrick, and Chuck closed down a mini dance club.
We did, actually.
Glittered up.
Pacific Street.
Chuck and Patrick and me always used to go to Pacific Street and dance until they closed the place down.
That's how we knew about the foam parties.
That's right.
Ah, okay.
And we brought the Bear Watch.
South Beach, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. So you went dancing, too?
No.
No, you didn't.
Yes, you did. You used to get out there and dance with us.
Not this weekend.
Oh, not
this weekend.
Not this weekend. Because, you know, Reverend Dwayne from Metropolitan Community Church used to come close it down with us many a night, too.
That is true.
I was like, are you going to get preached tomorrow? But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how about you, Patrick? What did you guys do?
Well, if you looked at my Twitter, you saw that I was Twittering like a fool while we were at the Houston Baptist University's Bach versus Vivaldi experience.
Okay.
Praise Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I saw that you were, you know, doing the music. You were describing each...
oh, yes.
Each
That's because there was nothing else to do.
Uh-huh. Aw. Look at that.
Our producer is making... pointy fingers.
Pointy fingers because we have something here.
They're not on the video.
We have bugs.
The bug or them?
And I have something in my eye.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, and interestingly enough, so I have Twitter feeding Facebook.
Oh, okay.
And I realized about halfway through my Twittering that I probably should be careful about the things that I write there.
Yes.
Because some of the people that are on the Facebook may not necessarily appreciate some of the comments I might potentially put in Twitter. So
yeah.
I had to adjust it a couple of times. For example, I almost put, look at that soprano. That bitch thinks she is some kind of Renee Fleming or something. And then I thought, ooh, some of them church people would not appreciate that comment. So.
Gotta do something about this bug here. We need to kill it.
He's not on the picture.
Where's my chopsticks?
Okay.
Chopsticks.
Okay.
And then what did we do? Anything else this weekend?
We played that.
Oh, yes, yes.
We did you guys go? You went to the storage room for HAB.
Mm-hmm. Oh God!
Interestingly enough, there were some other guys there who were also apparently same type of situation.
Oh,
yeah, because they had the big grills and the ice chest and everything. They were putting theirs up, and
was it moldy?
Oh, it was nasty.
You know what? It was like slime. It was black slime.
Some of the drinks had exploded in there.
Oh, really? Just, because of the heat?
Oh, no.
No, just because because once they get in there and bounce around, they hit each other and just...
Oh, things that you guys forgot.
Yeah. So, note for this year, when Bear Watch is over, everybody will take any leftover sodas home with them when they will not be put in the ice coolers.
Right, that was nice. Oh,
or leave them all open or something. Or
well, no, they still get busted because they get bounced around.
So. Are those old sodas? Or
and plus, they're year old now because we never used them for anything else. So, it's just better to get rid of the crap and be done with it.
Yeah, it was nasty. Okay. It was like long chains of bacteria. It was a
petri dish.
We had some streptococci or something.
You should have sprayed water or something. Or
they're actually at my house right now. I sprayed them out, but I'm going to have to bleach them, I think.
Jerry's yeah.
Bleaching next week.
That's so bad.
Jerry says no.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was it for...
You want to snake, Jerry? You get to bleach.
No snakes. Yes.
What is it with snakes now?
I don't know. I think he just looked for stuff to drive me crazy.
There's too many snakes on that plane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What? Oh, let me see. Because you guys have dogs now. What are you planning to get?
Yeah.
The snake.
What if the snake eats the dog? It's not going to be that big. What's a medium-sized snake?
A dead one.
A dead one.
That's the only good snake.
Jerry's going to come home one day and there's going to be a hole in the house. Well, that snake got out and Patrick run through the damn wall screaming. It's a little like a cartoon cut out of Wile E. Coyote.
Actually, when I was a kid, there was the cat at my mom's house brought a snake in and laid it in the kitchen floor. I decided there's a belt on the floor, so I reached down to pick it up. And just about time...
You thought it was a belt?
The tongue came out. And I thought, whoa, that is a snake. Meanwhile, the cat's like, look what I did. And I was like, I'm going to kill this cat. So I went outside, and then I thought, how can I get rid of this snake? Actually, the thought ran through my mind, I could go back in the house and get my mom's gun and try to kill it.
Okay.
So first, I said my mom's gun. And second, there's this image of me using it that's just comical, too.
Not to mention inside the house.
Right. Oh, no, I didn't even think about that. I was just like, oh, I can get rid of the snake. At some point, I did realize, oh, I'd shoot a hole in the floor, and then I'd really get in trouble. So I did not do that.
It's a good thing you had the sense in you.
After, so I just went and sat outside and waited for my mom to get home.
Oh.
And then she came in with her high heel shoes from church with a shovel chasing the snake around the kitchen.
Not even a broom.
And the cat was helping her.
I had some.
This is the same cat you put in the drawer, right?
That is the same cat, yes.
Oh, wow.
I didn't put the cat in the dryer. The cat got in the dryer itself. I just closed the door.
And taught it a lesson. My cat
never got in the dryer again.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Just a few seconds.
PETA, you know who to call.
Yeah, I'm just PETA. Saying. No. I'm just saying the cat has got to stay out of the dryer. And he does now.
He learned now, yeah.
Yeah, I'll never do it again.
Well, you have a snake story. I'm afraid of snakes, too. I saw some at work. There's a pathway going in between buildings, and on my way to work, walking around, and then I was walking. There's this big snake, and it's about, I don't know if that's a medium sized.
Is this gay big or regular people big?
Is it Craigslist big?
It's Craigslist big. Yeah, yeah. It's pretty big. It's pretty big.
Matter just back to the story. It's this long.
Right.
And of course, I was panicking, but then all I had to do is take my phone and start taking pictures. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I always do. I always take a picture. So, and then I called maintenance and
you beat it with your iPhone today?
No, I didn't. It's just something I saw a snake, and I've never seen a snake in for a long time, except for zoos and everything. So, but yeah.
Do they have poisonous snakes in Indonesia?
In the Philippines? Not really, no. There are some...
They don't have rice snakes.
In the... they eat... We eat snakes. We sometimes eat snakes. Yeah. But my family doesn't. But in our city, no. But there are some provinces that they do. And I don't know how they prepare it. Not in my people. Wow.
Tastes just like chicken.
I don't know about that. Frogs, yes.
There's a dog in the frame.
There's a dog in the frame.
Uh-huh.
But it's okay.
Okay. The dog is out of the frame. Now he's on your side.
I just can't have a dog. Not yet. if Mike moves in from New Orleans and, you know, we're permanently living together now, then probably we'll get a dog.
Yeah, as long as you don't mind traveling.
Mike would lock your ass down and you wouldn't be able to go anywhere.
Yeah, I just all the time. I can go anywhere.
That's right.
I travel a lot.
You'd explode.
Yeah. And you know, taking care of it, and I guess it'd be hard. Look at that. He was sleeping. But anyway, okay.
Anybody see any movies this weekend? What did you do this weekend?
We went to the George Observatory in Brazos Bend Park. Yeah, we talked about it in the previous show, but I can talk about it again. We saw Saturn at the observatory. We brought
that out in my garage.
What, really? That's the view. Okay,
it's a great view.
It's a great view. Okay, yeah. We saw Saturn. We saw the moon. I haven't forwarded you the pictures yet, but we saw the crescent. You saw that? It's because and the moon.
I want to see
my moon. Yeah, it's a it's actually like a very small portion of because the Earth is casting its shadow right now on the moon, so it's good that it's doing that because you won't be able to see
my leg
if it's too
itches.
Bright.
Oh, the fleas.
The fleas. Or were the flies?
Crabs crawling.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's pretty exciting. Lots of kids, and there's so many coughing kids too, and that's really annoyed me. You know, you're just lined up
on the rise.
Towards a telescope, yeah. And
these parents don't want to get their kids vaccinated, so tuberculosis.
No, they don't? Why not?
Because I think it causes autism. So
really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That was real straight sounding, by the way.
Okay.
Really?
Oh, really? Really?
Huh?
What?
Our producer is telling us to get back on track.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's right, okay. Anyway, okay, let's go back on track. Let's go back to what we're here for.
Okay.
Bear Watch. It's going to be on
May the 15th through the 17th.
May 15th, 17th.
May the 15th through the 17th. Yes.
All
right. In Galveston, Texas. What's left of it?
No.
There's a lot of buildup already. It's okay. I mean, the last
people,
time.
You know, to hear the people talk after the hurricane was over, you thought that it got wiped off the face of the planet.
Yeah.
But we went down, what, maybe three weeks afterwards?
Well, everything on the seawall pretty much got wiped.
Well, on the other side of the seawall, they built over the water. What were they expecting?
Well, no, that's the piers.
Well, they used to be.
Well, they used to be, yeah.
Now it's gone. You can't even tell it was there.
Well, some restaurants are really destroyed.
Yeah.
And
lots of stuff downtown got damaged from the back end.
Yeah.
So where's it going to be this time?
We are going to be at our favorite host hotel, the Inn at the Water Park. Again.
And they're not... I guess it's all set because the last time, yeah, there was some problem, but now it's all sold, right? Everything's okay.
Actually, I don't know that we had any problems that we ran
into.
No,
we don't.
The biggest
thing
that I remember everybody complaining about, one person complained that we didn't have a toilet available for them during the pool party, so we fixed that.
We got you a can and a curtain. A roll toilet paper. Here you go.
And some towels.
A shovel. And the dirt. And dig a hole.
No, we weren't got that one of those porta potty things that sick people use. You know,
That's right.
We just got our shower curtain around it. So, and a bucket.
So that,
all
that's
the green
it.
Bears
okay.
will have a composter they can make use of.
Oh,
if they
okay.
want to.
No outhouses. Yeah. Okay. So what else is going on? It's going to be Thursday night. You guys going to be driving up there Thursday night?
We were talking about going up a little earlier on Thursday so that we could start a little earlier because we got a bunch of stuff to do.
Yeah.
Actually, the event itself runs itself for the most part.
What?
The event...
Scratching yourself. Okay.
...runs itself for the most part. It's all the preparation that we have to do to get ready for it. I mean, once everything starts going, we don't...
Once the tarp up, we're done.
Yeah, we just kind of sit back and enjoy it like everybody else.
Yeah.
For the most
part. That tarp has been around for probably 7-8 years.
I think it's going to be so easy to put up Thursday night because all the plants around the pool were destroyed, so we just hang it up.
Yeah, they dug
them. The bushes and the bougainvilleas.
They dug that stuff up, so.
Okay.
But we still have to build the foam pit, and that'll take a little bit of effort because the boards we used last year also got washed away.
Yeah. Oh, those boards?
Yeah.
We hope they fix the platform and the foam pits on.
Yeah, because it's around the tree. that around the tree, there's this platform
that
like
floated
a deck.
Up about 10 feet in the water.
So that's really gone now.
No, it's still there.
It's still there. They've just
got to fix it again. Oh, but all the boards that we had bought from Home Depot, wherever it was down on the island, they kind of threw those away because they were nasty.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's good that we're still going to have the phone party. That's my
favorite.
Yeah,
we're still having the phone party. I think that if you go to bearwatch.net and click under photos, you'll see a picture of Maynard with the foam.
Yeah.
Was watching it come out.
Yeah, we didn't put the pictures up there and Maynard later on in the night.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
That was funny because you'd look around and it's like, where's Maynard? The foam was so deep you couldn't even see his head.
And then,
either that or he was on his knees. I'm just not sure.
You have to look lower.
And every now and then you're like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to touch you. Sorry.
Oh. My eyes. Okay.
This is the bossiest producer.
Yes, I know.
Ever
the bossiest producer.
Bossy.
Yeah. You should have a sign or something.
No, he doesn't need a sign.
Yeah, just a sign language.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a fundraiser for us.
It is and it's our 10th year. Can you believe that? This is the 10th Bear Watch.
Mm-hmm.
10.
Wow.
Shut up. It is our 10th year, and our charity again this year is Hatch.
Hatch, okay.
And we've given them quite a bit of money.
Oh, and, yeah, for the past, I don't know, four or five years maybe.
And so we're looking forward to giving them some more money.
Yeah, that's right. And they support the youth.
The youths.
Kids who, you know, some of them become homeless because they're kicked out by parents.
Yeah.
And because they came out, problems, yeah. There are kids like that.
And I party with some of the youths on Saturday that need some help.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to say nothing, but.
Okay. So, what's the theme? What's going to be our theme?
The theme, we have a pirate theme this year.
Arr.
Official.
Morgan.
Jerry, you should come around here and do that. In the
do it again. Do that.
Jerry thinks he is Captain Morgan behind the camera.
Okay.
So yeah, we have a pirate theme, and the official theme is Mutiny on the Booty.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's right.
That is so.
And
nice.
We got all kinds of cool stuff. We got a scavenger hunt planned for people to go and participate as much as they want, like we've always done. We're not
forcing anyone.
Yeah, it's very free. And we actually, at our last meeting, had the conversation that, you know, one of the things we like the most about Southern Decadence is that it's very open, you know, and there's not a lot of structure. You participate in what you want,
probably
you
just
ignore the rest of it.
Just a few events here, one major here and another major here, and then do whatever you want to
do. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So we're making sure we do listen to those surveys that get sent in. We're making sure that we destructure some, especially on Friday night. And we're back at Groove reopened.
Okay.
So we're going to be at Groove on Friday night.
And reopened.
Yes, they relocated on the other side of the street where
Undercurrent used to be,
right.
The second floor.
Yeah.
The second floor.
So it'll be just like being back home again.
Yeah.
Just like before. I like the second floor.
Correct me if I'm wrong, and we can end this fight now. The Sandpiper is closed, correct?
I believe the
Sandpiper
has closed.
The Sandpiper
is
done for. It is over. Finito. I don't want to hear no more about that service.
As a matter of fact,
I like stories about that. Oh, sorry.
The Stewart Beach is the only beach that's officially open in Galveston right now. All the rest of them are provisionally closed.
Wow.
They
could be torn down.
Damaged. Well, they were damaged by the hurricane. Even the one that we go to, the Beach Pocket Park, all the dunes that were there are no longer there.
They're not there no more.
Playing in the nudes, boys.
Yeah. Not that really.
What do you mean? Can we go in the nudes there?
No, I said no playing in the dunes.
Oh, the nudes. The dunes.
I thought he said
playing
nude
in the nude, too. But
well,
I don't mind
on
that.
What kind of crowd we want to have there.
Yeah.
But that's later in the night.
And actually, you know what? We added one thing on Friday night this year. Everybody said, you know, we drove down on Friday. We're really tired. We may want to go to the bar just to meet up with everybody and say, hey, but it'd be really nice to come back and just, you know, spend some time at the pool and maybe going for a swim. So we worked with the hotel and have set up an unofficial pool party on Friday night. But you have to be staying at the hotel in order to participate.
That's right.
Because,
definitely.
You know,
yeah.
Liabilities, et cetera, et cetera. But so on that Friday night, we're going to have a little after bar pool party.
Okay, that's cool.
Out there, so people can go out there and do whatever they want.
Yeah. But that time, I think Mike is just driving in.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be busy.
Be ready to get in the pool.
Yeah.
Or go to sleep or whatever.
Probably go to sleep after that. No, not really, no. We'll hang out. He likes going to the pool, go swimming.
So maybe it'll be fun.
Is it going to be heated?
The pool is not heated.
Not heated, but it's going to be warm then. Anyway.
But we have three or four propane heaters that we had some up last year. And we decided that since the weather is so unpredictable that we'd go ahead and get some more. So we're going to have those as well.
Okay, that's good.
So you can dangle your pitties in the water if it's cold and sit underneath and then bask in the heat.
Are we going to do any games or anything or electronic games? No, not anymore.
We're going to raffle off a Wii.
Oh, wow.
And a Guitar Wii. Hero.
Nice.
Yep. With the controller.
Okay.
And, you know, not to, I guess, belittle any company going out of business, Circuit City, but we did actually score a very inexpensive Guitar Hero game and controller. So that was kind of cool.
No, that's nice.
Yeah. So, and in the process of doing those things so that we can make sure that we get people to buy them, we're going to have a little Guitar Hero / Rock Band set up for people to play the game, and you know,
is it going to be like some kind of a tournament?
You know, it depends on whether people.
You know,
that's going to
be complicated. Just play, okay?
You know, it gives you a number.
You were in that last one's meeting.
Yeah.
Do you get put in charge of that?
Am I?
You were actually. You said okay.
I did say okay. Okay, watch me. If you guys are going to Bear Watch, I'll be, so he'll be doing setting up the Guitar Hero, I guess.
He'll be on the drums.
I'll be on the drums.
Or the bass.
We want those dance pad things.
No, I don't.
I'd like to see the big boys dance on the dance pad.
I don't have a DDR. Do you have one?
I think I do, but it's for the PS2.
Oh, yeah, that won't work.
But that one, what do we have there? So it's for a Wii.
For the Wii,
For the Wii, okay. Yeah, we have one, but we never opened it. A couple of friends of ours gave it to us for Christmas, but we never got to use it.
For the PS2?
Yeah, it's for the PS2.
You can't find a Wii adapter.
Not so much.
No.
But they do have DDR for the Wii. It's just,
so if anybody's got one of the dance pad DDRs for the Wii, bring it with you.
Yeah, don't forget to bring the game too, because other than that, it's just plastic.
Because the drunk big boys.
Be careful, they squeak in this.
And if y'all watch, I just noticed the other night, they have a TV show on about that on Sci-Fi Channel.
About what?
They're doing the dance thing.
Really?
What?
Yes, it's a geeky. It's WWE, like not WWC, but something similar to that. And they're on the up there competing against each other, doing all these break dance moves on the pad. It's incredible.
This is not dance.
You break dance
off,
on the pad?
Yes.
I said,
that's the preview I saw. I don't know. I'll go look.
That's crazy. I know, like, you just tap it. You just step on it, but actually jumping around. Well, jumping around, yeah, but I don't know. Somersaults? No?
They were doing all kind of crap on it. I was like,
gosh. Wow. I'd be scared to see.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to do that. You're in charge.
Okay. I'm in charge. Okay.
We will for sure have at least one margarita machine with some margarita flavor A and some other flavor B. Yeah, that's the dog breathing.
Darth dog.
Okay. And so we'll have that, and it'll be, you know, in our hospitality suite when it's open. And, you know, you never know when it might make an appearance throughout the weekend.
Yeah.
Out and about. There will be a hospitality suite again this year. It was a overwhelming success last year, so we'll do that again.
Well, I'll be making a midnight appearance for all chasers in my hotel room.
So, yeah, email him, Ray, at
bearpodcast.com. For the three of them that's registered.
I don't think it counts if you bring them.
No, it doesn't. They have to register, and they have to be out of the city from Houston. Yeah.
Well, I could be from Houston, just new ones I haven't seen.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Because the one chaser that is not so much a chaser anymore.
Okay.
What do you mean?
He became a cub. He became a cub.
One too many Whataburgers.
That's right.
Ah, okay. That's just like some of the videos I saw earlier. No, I'm not going to talk about that. No.
That's a different subject.
That's a different subject.
He's still cute, though. I'm still doing it.
Really?
But he ain't stunned about me.
Oh. Okay. I think we're off track again.
Yeah, we are. Okay. Well, we got to go. Yeah, so, thank you, Patrick, for the info. Yeah, Bear Watch.
Patrick, how do people register for Bear Watch?
They can go to www.bearwatch.net. And tomorrow night at midnight, the price goes up. So If you haven't seen this by then,
oh
it's
my God,
too
that
freaking
mean I have
late.
To work now to put this out immediately. Or get the audio out.
Yeah. Or Maynard could cut that part out and just play it later. Anyway, the price goes up on April the 1st.
Okay.
It's going up to $85, and right now we're sitting at half. We have half of our folks registered, and then we will cut it off at 2 1/4, as I like to tell people. Jerry makes fun of me about that. 2 1/4 is 225, in case anybody was
2 1/4
math challenged. So, yes, go register. It's $85 starting tomorrow. Tomorrow would be April the 1st.
April the 1st.
By the time this comes out, I guess it'll be April the 1st. Wednesday will be April the 1st.
That's right. And, it's no joke, okay? I know it's April Fool's Day, but...
No joke. That price will go up, and don't be emailing us at 1201 saying it didn't go through.
You know what's so funny? Every year, somebody waits until... It's like they want to test it. And it's all computer-driven. It's all based on the clock. It's not like we're sitting there waiting to press the button. As soon as the clock flips, if you're in the middle of submitting your charge, it's going to go up while you're submitting it.
Yeah.
Don't wait. Book it today.
Book it now. Look at now.
And the hotel has rooms available as well. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, all of the hotel rooms on the bottom floor in the old part of the hotel were completely remodeled, and they now all have queen beds in them. So,
oh, nice.
If
okay,
you
that's
were
what we need. Yeah.
Crushed into a double bed the last time, you have now 3 more inches on either side, and you can do a lot with 3 inches. So
3 inches is good.
If you know what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, that's actually that was the problem before. Oh, hello. Hi, Gil. Hi.
Oh, okay. We have a visitor again. A new visitor.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't fart.
No, we have to start walking. Yeah, he did earlier, and we had to open the door. Oh, my God.
You think Phyllis Diller getting naked in a clear room? That fart clear room.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's
right. That's a good. Oh, I think it did. Oh,
he did.
It did. Oh, my God.
Thanks
a
lot.
That dog.
And look, he's like, look what I did.
That's what I did. Okay, don't pull the wires.
Oh, there he goes.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
Now he's on this side. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We got to get out of here.
It smells like tuna fish.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay.
Mine's watery.
Open the door. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
I think he feels better, though.
Oh.
He can hardly feel worse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it clear?
Not really.
I'm holding my breath.
Pass out before that clears up.
Okay, we're gonna we have to wrap this up. We have to. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Oh, by the way.
We stinked it up.
Oh, by the way, I got a message from James from Fort Lauderdale, and Bear Zero.
Hey, James.
Is out, so watch out for it. Put the links on the website.
Oh, my God, Bear Zero?
Bear Zero, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, and you've been talking to one of the friends of Bear Podcast, I understand.
Yeah, I sent a Twitter to the rescue again. If you don't use Twitter, you got to go use Twitter.
Yeah.
Larry Flick of Sirius OutQ.
Yeah.
DM'd him and asked him if he... Actually, earlier in the week, I guess 2 weeks ago, he had made a comment that, you know, he would be happy to announce your event.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, well, this could be cool. So I DM'd him, and he came back and said, sure, send me an update. So I'm going to write something up and send it to him so he can announce it for us on...
Sirius.
On Sirius. In the morning, at the Sirius Morning XM. Jolt.
At the Morning Jolt.
XM 98.
Oh, it's a different... Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
different number, but it's very cool. It's a good show.
We need to have him back on since he's got his new show on.
Oh, that's right.
It's very cool. So I'll put something together.
Even though I can't listen to it because I can't afford the expensive XM. Hmm.
What can I say? Listen online? Oh, it's not
online. Listen online.
Not unless you're paying for it.
No, it's not even actually on there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
so. That one's not online. But anyway, so yeah, we're going to try to get him to participate.
All right, that's good. Okay. And very soon also we're going to do some recording for KPFT. I need some pirate speak.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys for watching. And send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
ray@bearpodcast.com.
And call the voicemail line at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222. couldn't remember the number.
222
B E A R. Okay. No, I'm just messing
with him. Yeah, Patrick, if someone wants to email you about Bearwatch, what do they have to do?
Yes, how to contact you for about Bearwatch.
Bearwatch@bearwatch.net.
Bearwatch at bearwatch.net. Or all the details are at bearwatch.net.
Yep.
Okay. So thank you guys for watching. And the links on the website, MySpace, Twitter, and Facebook, we're all on there, all over. And subscribe by iTunes, leave a review. Thank you guys for watching, and catch you guys later. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
And we give a shout out this week to the Marines.
That's right.
Marines, yeah.
Go Marines.